Department of Transportation spokesman Bill Boynton said the goal was to get the project finished before the arrival of tourists for Memorial Day weekend.
It's going to make a difference at Hooksett. It's going to, again, save time and money. We believe it'll save something like 14.5% in travel time, several hundred thousand gallons of gasoline a year, improve air quality. So there are a lot of pluses associated with it.
The four high-speed lanes, two each way, are separated by concrete barriers. Signs are posted to make sure drivers know they are not supposed to slow down. The state opened its first open road tolling facility in Hampton 3 years ago. Boynton says Hooksett was the logical next step, with more than 80,000 vehicles a day passing through during the summer. He says the state may next look at installing the high-speed tolling lanes in Bedford. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.